this so much, Father. Help us, God, to get in this and, Lord, and to learn and to put it in practice. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Bless your people, God. Bless them. Hallelujah. Because we know that you have already told us in Matthew, Lord, that we're in the last day. And so help us, Lord, to ready ourselves, our minds, our hearts, and the love for our brethren. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God,
Amen.
I was ministering the other Sunday, and the Lord, while I was ministering, that's really strange, put this on my heart and told me to study it. And after I started studying, I realized the reason he told me to study it. So we're going to study it tonight and today. And you need your Bibles opened. And it's about what you're going to think you're going to study today. About singing and praise. Did you know singing and praise is a weapon? And when an enemy take your song or take your praise, he just about done took you. When Israel was in trouble, they got so down in trouble that they hung their harps on a willow tree. You ever read that? They was going into this land and they just got so discouraged that they hung their harps on a willow tree. They didn't sing. They didn't. Did you not do anything? Praise the Lord. Anybody say something? And so today we're going to study because I looked it up in singing. Can the first thing we're going to study is it will lower stress. What about that? You never seen so many things that are so stressful and my goodness. So we're going to go to John 14:27 and believe it. And Psalms 42:1, somebody else get that? You got your Bibles?
Amen.
Somebody turn John 14:27. Now, I know we've read these scriptures over and over and over and over and over again. But I think the Lord is telling us to take a look at it and really know that this is what he's telling us to do. Somebody read John 14:27.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled.
Stressed out.
Neither.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Neither let it be afraid.
Okay, so don't be stressed, yeah. Afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is telling me, he said, let not your heart be stressed or afraid. And beloved, what's going on in this hour? Like I've said to many people I've met in the stores and everywhere I've met them, you know. That this is just something that you're going to have to believe God. You got to know God in here. I'm telling you now. You can't be stressed or afraid because that do something to you. It really does slow something down in your spirit. Your body is wonderfully made. I'm telling you, it's just, whew. And all these things is going to help us to get our bodies up to taking other things. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it said, what did Psalms 42:1 say? Lowering stress now. First he said, don't let your heart be troubled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a commandment or is that an idea or what is that?
That's a commandment.
All right. So he said, don't let your heart be troubled. So if we are troubled, then what are we doing?
Stress.
Are we believing God if we're troubled and stressed out and stuff? Are we believing the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Worrying.
I would say no.
Yeah, you're worrying. So if you're worrying, what are you doing?
Not believing.
You're not believing. And we've been preaching faith, 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 but there it is right here. John 14:27, just do what Jesus said. Read Psalms 42:1, somebody.
As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God.
I'm sorry. What is that? Is that Psalms 42:1? Did I say 42:1?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
So
my tears.
So this is not the scripture I was looking for, but anyway, we'll use that anyway because that's what I got wrote down here. Papers all over. By the way, I'm at the church in my room, my Sunday school room, and I got papers all over this table. Amen. So So he first, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. You need to believe in God, but he's also me. Is that the one, John 14:27?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So singing will lift your heart. And nobody knows it more than I do. Singing will lift your heart. You know, when you are stressed and I'm talking about singing a song. Anybody know anything about this?
I do. Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
Singing help lower your stress. You can be down almost to the bottom and the Lord give you a song.
Yes.
That the angels sing. Mm-hmm. And you can come up from there. And it's really, this is deeper, children, that I'm expressing. May the Holy Spirit take your mind down into this, because this is going to help us go through what we go through. You know what I'm saying? This is going to mm-hmm. help you when you go to your job and people looking at you. If you say you saved, then they looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
How you taking life? If you know, effectively, they look at you for everything. If you don't know, they looking at you. The how you come out. You know, like I heard Brother Al say one time, somebody walked and said, man, how can you be smiling and all this going on? You be smiling because you don't sung your way through and praise your way through and believe your God your way through.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let your heart be troubled, the Bible say. Read it again now. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your heart be stressed. You know, they come to you say, devil, get out of here. I'm not going to be stressed. I'm not, because you are in places where it will stress you out. I'm telling you now.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again, Al. I want to read it again. Don't y'all let Al take over all everything now. I want somebody else here. Go ahead, Al. Read that one. 14:27.
Peace I leave with you. My say, peace I what? Give unto you.
Wait a minute. What did he say? What did he say?
Peace.
Oh, let me hear it. What did he say?
Peace I leave with you.
Okay, so when other things come, that ain't what God done left here for us. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When things come to your mind to weigh you down, that ain't what Jesus said.
Right.
Okay, the rest of all be trouble. Mm-hmm. But you say, look, I'm human. He trying to bring us up to where we supposed to be, children of God. I can see this when I studied it, and I just sit there and say, Lord, do not let your heart be troubled. Read it, Al, and I'm going to let you rest.
Mm-hmm. Read it.
Okay. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Don't let it be afraid. So now when I was studying this, and they said that singing take away stress. Can you give me an example besides Al, where you got down and kind of troubled and a song came to you? Let me hear. Nobody?
So when we lost the first baby on the way home from the doctor's office, a song came on. And it touched me and lifted my spirit on the way home in the car. And it was Even If by Mercy Me, that despite the loss, I knew God was still in control of the situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor, you on mute.
Yeah, singing does lift you up, because I'm singing quite often. You know, just in the car singing. It just makes you happy.
It makes you happy.
Amen.
And it strengthens you.
That's right. It gives you strength.
Oh.
Amen.
Okay, so singing helps lower stress. Then it said, yeah, did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so stay with that now. So if it lowers stress, it boosts your immunity boosts your immunity and make you not get sick so much. Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because it lowers your stress. Stress makes you sick. You sit up worried about stuff. You know, people worry about stuff don't even need to be worried about. You know, we worry. But God don't want us to worry. He really don't. I know what I'm talking about now. It will boost immunity, keep you well. It will keep you well. I got a scripture on that. It'll keep you. Okay, right. Read Deuteronomy. Somebody, Deuteronomy 7:15. You got your Bibles, right?
Amen.
So read Deuteronomy 7:15 for me, somebody. It's Isaiah.
And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee.
Okay, so the Lord will take away all your diseases. You ain't got none, because your immunity system is built up. He took away all that from us. We're not going to be catching stuff other people catch. We shouldn't. This is a promise of God.
Right.
He keep us free from diseases. He promised that.
Yes, amen.
He promised to do it. Amen. And I tell you, my goodness. We are in this world. And you know, the people, you get to talking this, people think you're crazy, or you ain't living, or you ain't thinking, or you something wrong with your mind, you know. But you know, we're in the world, but we're not of this world, children of God. We really are.
Right. Amen.
And what the Lord is telling, I believe he gave this to me for a reason. I do. I got papers all strewn across the table in here. I'm glad it's a big table. I've been studying this, and it looks like I can't really get it, like my heart want to read it or whatever, you know. But it makes you, you know, do you know a word will make you sick?
Yes, it will.
Yes.
It'll break down your listen. You have in you, it's God said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I've learned that since I've been studying this. And this is the truth. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You got all kind of stuff in your body that when sickness comes, it bats it off. It'll come against anything that comes in it. Your body will. They call them soldiers, something else. I have to study that too. But we bring a lot of things of hardship on ourselves, beloved. We do. Yeah. We get. If you keep yourself happy, it is nothing. Nothing can get through there. I'm telling you now. It was this girl. She said she went through a whole lot of stuff, a lot of stress, and she, you know, I don't know if she's what she was, but she went through a lot of stuff. So she said, but then she said, and they said, well, how in the world did you get through that? She said, I wrapped myself in song, and she don't know nothing about this.
Mm,
nice. She said, I wrapped myself up with songs.
Nice.
How about that? And she came through some terrible stuff that was in her life. The enemy was trying to take her down, you know, remembering this stuff. Because, you know, the things in your life, you can go back and remember. You know what I'm saying? But this is not the will of God for us to go back and remember all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. God want us to go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back will take your body back, your spirit back, and everything back. So we got to keep moving forward. So they will use your mind and keep you from disease. Now, that's what the Lord said. Okay, stress. Well, let me try to stay with it now. That's stress. It will enhance your memory. It will help. Stress will help your memory. And I got so many papers I wrote down. It will help your memory because you remember God. You know, God told him to remember how he brought him out, you know, when he took him through wilderness. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can't, God tell us a lot of good things we don't do. But I'm saying those that believe what he said, their memory, they remember. Listen, when you remember back, well, God brought me out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
When you remember God brought me out of this, I remember when.
Right.
Only God, we got to do this. I know God gave me this for a purpose. I do. It will keep you from diseases, because if you sit down and worry about a lot of junk that the devil tried to put on our minds, bring up a lot of junk that he wants you to think about, you ain't supposed to be thinking about nothing. You don't overcome. You know what I'm saying? Nothing that's been bad in your life that's bringing you down and all this kind of stuff. I know it's the truth. You can't sit down and let your mind get to thinking about stuff like that.
Sure can't.
Amen.
You can't. Somebody said something to you 50 years ago, and you're still not 50, but 5 years ago. I'll say 5 years ago. And you're still thinking about it. What are you thinking about that for?
Yeah.
Listen, you can't. I'm not only trying. God promised to deliver us from everything. I'm telling you, God would deliver us from. He even said it. He would deliver us. Lord, you deliver me. You deliver me from this stuff. Don't let me thinking about da-da-da-da-da and what somebody da-da-da-da-da. How do I know it? Because I have to practice it myself. I can't think about da-da-da-da, and I can't do that because it don't do nothing but I thought was bringing me down, and that's why the Lord gave me this. I really believe that. So when I get a song in my heart, listen, things, bad thoughts, go.
Amen.
I mean, they just fly away. Your mind get clear.
That's right.
How in the world can you, your boss messed over you. Your best friend talked about you. How in the world, somebody that you really trusted, and it let you down and said things that was not good. How can you overcome that? By getting a praise and a sing in your mind. Get you a song, honey. That's the best pill, I'm telling you. Get you some in your mind or God to get a thought, and get your word, get you something to come against that. Now here, I read a scripture in Zephaniah 3:17, which really blessed me. Somebody want to get that while we go. And I thought when I read this verse, I thought how wonderful again our God is. We serve a wonderful Savior, a wonderful Creator.
Amen.
He just loved us so much. You know, I believe the people are pulling for us. So come on, y'all. Come on. I believe we got somebody up there pulling for us. I do. Yeah. Because God keeps us on track. We think it's human to fall into different things, but God is trying to, I'm reading this thing. I said, it's not human. God will forgive us and help us. And this is what he's trying to do now to help us. Mm-hmm. He's trying to help us. Okay.
Yes.
So somebody read Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing.
No, he sang. You mean to tell me he's singing over us?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? What a wonderful God we serve. He doesn't say he's going to beat us down. He will rejoice over us.
Rejoice and sing.
And sing.
Praise the Lord.
So we're going to rejoice that we are saved and we're going to sing about it.
Yeah.
Oh. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. When you go trial, it's for a reason because it helps you to persevere to other things.
That's right.
You got to handle what God is saying. Do he tell us not to, we can't be bringing back stuff. And I'm sure there are a lot of other scriptures. There's hundreds. We could be on this for, mm-hmm. Amen. You just got to, we have to go on. I mean, it's time for us to go on now because there's just so much that we need to do. So it lowers your stress. Keep you from disease. Because do you know you can sit up and think and you get sick? Mm-hmm. You get your mind on the wrong track and it makes you sick. I'm telling you now. And I believe, I do this in the store and I talk to, a lot of people. I don't have time to the people that check me out and stuff like this. And they'll come back and they'll say something. And I said, it's God keeping you, honey. They ain't the mass, it's God. And I told them, they said, and a lot of them have been to church. They'll say, you right, lady. I mean, I don't quote a lot. I say, it's God that's keeping you.
Mm-hmm.
And just point up. And you know how old folks do, they punch up when they talk about God, It's God that's keeping you. And I point up. Then they point up. And people, they just look at us and they smile. And I don't care if they don't smile. I'm not thinking, my mind is on what I'm saying. I'm not going to store and say, oh Lord, I can't sit down because I'm way past that. No, yes, Lord. It helps lower your function. Oh, okay, I want to go too fast now. It improves your mental health. Did you know that? Singing improves you mentally.
I believe it.
No, amen. I don't hear no amen.
It will improve. I need to start singing more then.
Hey, you gonna start singing now? Y'all probably gonna think I'm gonna lose my mind. I said, oh Lord. And what?
Lord,
I know something. When the enemy try to take you and bounce you around like a ball, the first thing he'll take you to, you don't feel like singing. You might say, right. Thank you, Jesus, every now and kind of, you know, thank you, Jesus, half-hearted, you know, thank you, Lord, I love you, Lord, or something of this nature. But if you know that this is something God gave you to overcome with, now we can do it with a better man. This is going to help me improve my health and everything. This old, hey, I'm singing. So you go to the doctor, you know, and he tell you that you done, you know, this done went up and that done went down and this kind of thing. I'm talking about older people. You know, who's that?
That was me.
You know, this done went down and you're here and you're there. Well, the first thing your man going to do is get in a place that God done said not to get in. Hello.
Amen. Amen.
You know, because we feel they know everything. So, you know, yeah, you know, and, you know, so you got to be careful with your ears here.
That's true.
You got to be careful with your ears here, because with your ears here, cause go into your mind and you go. Okay, so stress, I kind of put a little note down here. The stress can be a blessing in allowing you to see your faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And learn you perseverance to overcome challenges in the future. Mm-hmm. Because if you pass that, you'll know how to pass the next.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Right? Ain't that right? I'm glad somebody said something.
Oh, okay. To be able to.
Go ahead, sweetheart. Go on, Tawana. Did you say something?
Oh, no, I said you're supposed to be able to learn for the next.
Yeah.
But now we're gonna know that what we came through, if the devil trying to take us through something similar,
yeah,
we're gonna remember where God brought us.
Get through it, right?
See, the Jews remembered that God brought them across the Red Sea. They can't forget that. You know what I'm saying? And even some of them now in the day that we are living in now, they fighting because they still remember what they were heard that God did for them. Mm-hmm. God gave us this land. God did this, God that. So it's helping them to take a stand. If they don't remember anything that God did back there, the heck with it. Let the people come and let them do this so and so. But they stand because if you listen to any of them, you know, they believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus, but they believe in God. Because they believe that God took them across the Red Sea, and they believe that God provided for them. God took you across your seas. You may not have went through a literal sea, but God done took us across the sea. And he feeds us. Hallelujah. And even though the enemy tried to kill us, we still stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't dead yet. You still standing. Most of you all are healthy. You know, you may feel a little bad, but then he promised that too. He said, I'll take your diseases away. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take all your diseases away. I'm not gonna let you, you know. So remember that. I think I got it down here somewhere. Okay, here's another. Okay, here's another one. I can't give you all of them because of. All right. He improves your mental health where you can think. And you know what? He also helped you to cope with physical and emotional pain. And I thought about who's that in jail together?
Paul and Silas.
Yeah, Paul and Silas was in jail. Wait a minute now. When Paul and Silas was in jail, they probably was talking and saying, it's quoting scripture. But then something happens in there. And what did they do next?
They started to sing.
They started singing. Why? Because they may know this already, you know. But singing, you can cope with physical and emotional pain. And I'm sure they had both of them in their jail. They had their feet in locks, and I don't know what that do to you, the stocks on your feet. And had their hands all tied. I don't know what that do to you. But I do know they was not there sitting there having picnic. Yeah. They was in pain and their minds and thinking, and you know, they probably was further along we are, but I'm sure they were human still, you know what I'm saying? And I believe they went through and they started, hey, let's sing. Because there's something about singing. It does. It calms you. It's a little something that people say, it sings, it calms them, some kind of beast. I forget what they're saying, but it's a saying. It calms you. And when I was studying this, Al, this lady came on, God is so good to me. I don't know what they was talking about. It was on the news. And she went through all this stuff that they took her through they raped them. I mean, a whole lot of junk. Mm-hmm. And it left her down somewhere in an alley or somewhere. And it was asking, how'd you get through? She said, I wrapped myself in song.
I mean,
how would you hear this? I know God wants us to study this, Al, because this, you know, I just, God just put it there for me to see it and hear it. Mm-hmm. She remembered God and she started singing and it brought her through what she was going through.
Yes, ma'am. It will. It sure will.
So y'all got a song? Okay. And also, it helps you, like I said, to cope with the emotional. Let's go back and read where Peter was in there. Let's read that. In Acts. And I got so many notes down. Yeah, no, I was thinking I wrote it down. Praise the Lord. In Acts, where Peter and them. And let's see what they said in between there. Okay. Now, what got me while you're looking for that, God said he sang over us. I said, well, Lord, have mercy. You sang over me? Oh, Lord, let me sing. Oh, mercy. Let me sing you something. He's singing over me. I'm going to sing to you. I can't sing over you, but I can show sing to you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Anybody got that with Peter Nimbles in jail in Acts?
Well, Peter or Paul?
Peter, they were both together.
Yeah, okay.
In prison.
Acts 12, I believe it is.
Yeah, let me, I got it down somewhere. Praise the Lord. I've been just
Acts
writing.
Acts 12 is Peter.
Acts 16, 25. Paul and Silas.
Paul and Silas.
Yeah, Acts 16:25. And let's just read that, Acts 16:25. Somebody read that. Let it be our rest. Somebody got Acts 16:25? We got 10 people on here. Somebody ought to have Acts 16:25. Will somebody read that for me, please?
And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
Yeah, something happened in there. Praise the Lord.
And something, keep going.
What did it say? Do something, do it connect in there somewhere? I just got
Yeah.
Read
and
on.
And go ahead. There was a great earthquake. So
all right now.
So the prisons were shaking. And all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose.
Amen.
Woo. So singing do what? Woo wee.
It breaks.
It is. Wait a minute, Tawana. Praying is really good.
Yes, it
is. The Bible say they start to sing. You can listen. We got prayer. We got praise. We got singing, and God will tell us which one of them to use. Them weapons.
Yes.
All right. So what happened when they started singing?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened?
They were loosed.
They were loosed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. Did everybody? No, they was the one that was loose, right? They was loose, right?
Yeah.
They loose. How wonderful is singing? And something as simple as singing.
Yeah.
That's why we got to have a choir. We got to sing. And I'm telling you, singing is really good. We lived in Berkeley, you know, you remember. And we will leave there. I love this man preaching, but I want to go hear that choir sing. I want to go hear him sing. I like to hear people say, I like choirs. I was going to tell Gwen to take me somewhere. I like choirs. If they say we're going to sing, we got a place out here. I don't know if you should have heard it maybe. It's a church out here. And I don't know if they're going to do it this year. But they have a thing where they go and sing. And me and Bridget went to it, I think, once. I know we went once. Bridget? Is she, she going to? You remember where did we go to hear these people sing? You know, we everybody was singing together.
East St.
Louis. What's the name of it?
He was over in East St. Louis.
Yeah, what I'm talking about the church here.
Troy.
Yeah. But I don't know if they're gonna have it this year. They had a singing. Everybody sang Christmas Carol. Everybody sang.
That's that First Baptist Church over in Lake St. Louis.
And they sang and we had a bowl.
Oh,
Yeah, we had a ball. Hallelujah.
Yeah, they could sing too.
Yeah, they could. So singing, do what? Now, what do singing now? Help lower stress? What else did you get catch on to? Help you.
And emotional pain. It breaks chains.
Yes, yes. Come on, Tamana. She got some.
Heals you.
Yeah. It enhances your memory.
Yeah.
It improves your mental health.
Right.
It helps you to cope with physical and emotional pain. And that's really true. So when you, I believe in prayer, Lord knows I do. But, you know, I mean, in prayer sometimes you could be down praying and just calling on God and also and then a song comes.
Right. That's true.
Wait a minute. I found out when I was studying this, they studied it. Doctors studied this. This is where I get it from. Doctors, they studied this. And they found out when you sing, it's something in you happens when you sing. Mm-hmm. Something happens to your brain when you sing. Something happens to your insides when you sing. It got to be, because that's what the Lord said, I'm singing over you. So it's the reason he sings over us. Okay. And it, you know what? In number six, it builds a sense of community. It makes people together. Like we went to this church. We was all from different, you know, denominations and everything. It's a Baptist church over in St. Peter somewhere. And they sang, and everybody was in there singing. They didn't ask you, where you come from? What church you come from? No, we all sang, and it brought great, singing brings joy. It does. It brings joy. Praise the Lord. It's just wonderful. How come I don't sing more? I'm going to be singing more. Yeah, I've got to sing more. So it builds a sense of community. It makes people one. Mm-hmm. You know, you get together, you sing, it makes people one. And, you know, it helps you express yourself. Some people can't talk, but they can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was studying this, I thought also the Lord put in my mind about Donald's wife. I say, Lord, she's a musical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right, Gwen? She's a musical therapist.
Yes.
She sings when people are in the hospice. It's just beautiful. She goes and she sings and plays to these people.
Yeah.
They could take a dog in there. That don't do it. Singing.
Yeah.
She sings and you know, it sings to them. Now, how God give her that? Because it does something. How do people let her come in there? Because it does something. It didn't do nothing that she couldn't be in there doing nothing.
Right.
But singing does something more than we think. It does. It really, really does. Praise the Lord. Now that we know what it does, it's going to help us. It's going to help us.
Amen. Amen.
It's going to help us, because then we're going to know we just ain't singing just the same. You know, we got a reason for singing. It'll help you forget misery. Singing is a wonderful thing. You know, it helps you. Oh, just wonderful. And something else it does, it boosts your confidence. If you can sing, you know, I was thinking, suppose you go into a store. This is just, I'm just supposing. And instead of you saying, duh, 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 God give you a little tune to sing to this person, not all over the store. You know, just, maybe you just standing beside her, y'all shopping. You shopping for something and she there too. And she kind of looking kind of down. And the Holy Spirit, I'm going to, hallelujah. God going to do this now. Oh, yes. Now that you know what it is. Yes. You're going to find yourself beside somebody. You're going to find yourself in the store somewhere, especially women. And men too, I guess, but women. And God going to give you a little tune to sing to this person that you want to say something to. Isn't that wonderful? You ready for it?
Oh, that's great.
It's no one.
Who said that? Who that back there said that?
That's right.
Brother Ryan.
He gonna give you a little tune to sing. You ain't gonna be trying to style a store. There's something gonna come
right.
In. Now you got a weapon, you got something else that you didn't know was great as you it is. I didn't know, Al, this was good. Sisters and brothers, I did not know that. I didn't know it. I didn't know that singing is so great and praising. I knew praising was good, and I know, you know, but I didn't know singing was like this. I didn't. So it helps you to express yourself and it boasts your confidence.
It helps me to get in the presence of the Lord when I'm, you know, when I'm praying.
Yes.
It just helps me flow and just get in his presence so much easier than just, you know, than just talking and trying
absolutely.
To get to that place. I just sing and it just takes me right on into the presence of the Lord. It's just so much easier. It's like I don't have to struggle as much. I just, and the Lord just moves and I just right on into prayer.
Anybody else have an experience like that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So when you praying, a song coming, you started singing. I do it a lot of times. When you sing, it just, like she said, take you to the presence of the Lord and you feel so good, like things move.
Right. Take stuff off your mind. You don't have to worry about stuff.
There you go.
And all of that. It just takes you there.
Yes, it does. So it was another scripture I was singing to the Lord. And if I don't find it now with all this paper, I will bring it. I will. Yeah, I was singing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got anything you want to say? I just love it. This is just a third of it. It just, because I know it's going to do more. It's just so wonderful. What I thought about God, I said, Lord, you have made everything possible for us to do whatever we got to do. You made it so possible. You made it possible for us to stay in your presence. You made it possible for us to, you know, go in this world and live among people. People that don't like us. People don't got to say something. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? You made all things and you gave us so much. You just gave us so much. And I really appreciate you. I do.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen.
So I guess I got to get me a little choir going in here. I had thought about it, but I didn't know it like this. You know, I didn't think about it like I'm thinking about the Lord gave it to me. I didn't, you know. And so you think it boosts your confidence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody can verify that it had boosted your confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh?
I can think of times I felt down, maybe down about something, and I start singing. And after a while, I'm singing, and I feel like, oh, okay, the Lord is going to do this thing. Hallelujah! Yeah, it boosts your everything.
It does.
You just say, oh, okay, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to make it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. It helps you to express
I'm gonna
yourself.
I'm going to keep on singing. I'm going to keep on singing.
Yes, me too, Bridget.
Amen, Bridget.
We've been saying we're going to sing. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm getting ready. Where are y'all now? Because I said, oh, my God, this is wonderful.
Worry us. Please worry us.
That's right. So help us, God. Oh, Jesus, to get into this.
Worry
help us,
us,
Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. And I know it's, you know, it really copes with the emotions. Because I think when Paul and Silas was in jail, the Bible didn't say nothing about they I'm sure they prayed. And nobody gonna tell me they didn't, because they did. But all of a sudden, by midnight, they said, hey, let's sing a song. Now, they probably didn't know, you know, the depths of what all this is, you know, then, because they've been singing all the time if they did. Mm-hmm. So they sung to God. And when they sung, chains broke. Oh, that is just wonderful. So if you sing, and stop complaining, all of us, I believe we're going to see some things break. I do. I'm talking about in my home. I'm talking about me too. God gave this to me, and I, you know, like I say, I'm up here preaching my heart out, and he said, go study songs and sing, go study. And I said, oh, so, you know, I'm singing. I was just flabbergasted when I first read it. I said, what? Keep you from every disease. You can sing your way out of stuff. You can sing your way out. You can. Amen. Anybody else got something to say? That's the meat of all I've studied. I got some in the papers, but I think
there,
I
told and, you. Is there a certain type of song?
A song of praise.
Better songs of praise.
Yeah, song of praise.
And worship.
And worship.
Right. Song that will lift you up.
Thing will lift you up. You just can't sing anything, but you know, song of praise. Well, you know what? Now, okay, you see people in the world, they sing. You know, I mean, let's go step over to the people in the world, they sing. You see, I mean, they get in it and I mean, they be gone. They be just like exchanging to somebody else. They just be just, you know, I seen Hillbilly singing, still Hillbilly singing, you know, and I seen, and I've also, I love the Gaithers. And so the Gaither, Lionel Harris sings, I can't stop talking about it. And I'm telling you, he get into that song and it's tickled me so bad. It's one little guy up in there. He kind of heavy sitting and he get up and he be, the boy be singing. He be, he does this like it make him feel so good. Cause what he say, cause the songs have a message. Songs have a message. They, you know, they should. Mm-hmm. And the message makes it look, it's look like it, you rejoice in the message when it's sung.
Yes, yeah, the words.
Yeah, the words of the song.
Heart.
You put the music to it, and now it's doing more to you. It's doing a, we know the word changes. We know that.
Yeah.
But if God is singing over us, it's doing more because we. I'm gonna read Zephyr now until I can quote about memory. Because God, He said He rejoiced over us and sang over us. I said, "Oh my goodness, you sang over me, Lord. Thank you." Goodness gracious. I said, "Ooh, I can go through anything." Like, Lord, just, you know, and it really helped me. No kidding, this helped me, honestly. When the Lord showed me that, I said, "Ooh, Jesus, I ain't gonna let nothing, no." So now you shouldn't let nothing get you down and let you go back. We should be over that anyway. You know, think about this. Anybody got anything to say?
We know it's important if they sing around the throne daily.
It's always singing around the throne.
Yeah.
Always. Right. And when you get to heaven, all you, if you don't like to hear singing, you better not go there because they're singing 24/7. They're singing.
Right.
And you know, to when I was reading about, you know, something around the throne, 10,000 times, 10,000 times, thousands of thousands. I said, "Oh, Lord." Wow. So many people, you can't, they be looking like, you can't even see the specks off of this. It's just wonderful.
Wow.
So I know singing is good, and I know we need to do more of it.
Yeah.
We need to do more of it. I remember, I'm going to tell you this, my auntie, her name was Angelola Minor. She knew nothing about nothing except for being saved and sanctified. You know, that's, you know. Mm-hmm. And she would wash, and she lived across a railroad track. Like when I go to see her, she lived on Sunflower Street. I'd walk from where I lived and I'd have to cross this railroad track. And when you cross that railroad track, you could hear her singing.
Wow.
And she'd be hanging out close singing. Now she don't know nothing about what this, what God is teaching us. She just sung.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't care who heard her. She didn't try to sing. She just sang. You could hear her over the railroad track.
Said, even in her old age, she sang. That's what I remember about her.
You know what? You remember, and she didn't know nothing about what the Lord teaching us. You remember Bridget, when we go down there, you can hardly get in the house. She started singing.
I tell you what, she be singing. Keeping in the middle of the road.
Keep in the middle of the road. There's dangers all around, but let us all be found. Keep it in the middle of the road. That's right.
Amen.
Wow.
And she sang that. Oh, it's so precious. And she sang, but she just sang it because she just felt it.
Mm.
And sometimes you be talking to her. Now she don't know. The Lord didn't give her this right here, but you could be talking to Angie and blah blah blah. Be talking, and then she would start singing to something you saying now. Be something pertaining to what you're saying.
Right.
And she'll say, "Well, don't worry, child. Don't get singing." Yeah. It was wonderful. My auntie, I miss her. She died at 94, but I sure miss her. She was so sweet. And I should have known about all of this that the Lord had teaching us. He teached us why we should sing. And I'm going to tell you something. We get something in us that we, you know, as we travel on down the road, we'll understand it better, man, better.
Amen.
We understand what's singing. We understand that God going to give us a song. Yeah. Well, somebody made a song, said God gave me a song that the angels can't sing. And the angels can't sing, it was washed in the blood because they wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope this blessed you. I hope it, you know, we probably bring it up some more, but I hope this blessed you. It just blessed my soul. I just, And so I know God want me to give it to the church, you know, because, you know, people are stressful now in this day and they, you know, this in a bad shape. Even God's people. So it's never, I don't know what I'm going to do no more, you know. I'm going to sing and trust in you. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to do. And I'm going to practice now what I'm teaching, because I think the Lord gave it to us and he gave it to us for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank the Lord for this and probably more, but, you know, we could probably, these are the things, the points that I had made down. And we'll talk about if you were on another aspect of it. I think I hit about the main things. I think I did. I think I did. Father, I want to thank you.
Yes, Lord.
You are so good.
Yes, you are.
Yes, Lord.
There's nobody like you. Thank you.
Lord.
Thank you for the children. I thank you, Lord, for ears and listen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Jesus.
I thank you for the things you give us. You give us everything to make it to heaven. We don't. It ain't your fault, because you have given us everything to keep us healthy, keep us strong, keep our minds. Lord. You have done it.
Yes, Lord.
So we don't need a psychiatrist. All we need is you. We don't need anything.
Yes,
Amen.
And so I just want to thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for my children. Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I give you
the glory and I give you the praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody got anything to say, you know, did you get it help you in here or whatever?
Yes.
Can we sing God Gave Me a Song?
Yeah. You want to lead? You ready? Start it off, Bridget, and we'll jump in with you.
Gave me a song.
Angels, can I sing?
Having washed in the blood.
Ooh, yes. Of the crucified.
I'm redeemed.